From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Columbia Green Media is reporting the Chatham varsity football team is heading to a Section 2 championship game for the second straight year after defeating Whitehall High School 33-0 in the Section 2 Class D football semifinal at Charlottesville High School November 2nd. The Panthers will now meet Warrensburg for the Section 2 Class D championship November 9th at Charlottesville High School. After a scoreless first quarter, Chatham took the lead with a little more than 2 minutes to go in the first half when a 4-yard run by Jacob Soros put the Panthers up 6-0 at halftime. In the second half, Tyler Kellner threw touchdown passes of 43 yards to Thomas Van Tassel and 2 yards to Jayshon Williams in the third quarter. Quentin Kastner added a 2-point conversion run. Soros rushed for a game total of 116 yards and a touchdown carries. Sean King led the Chatham defense with 3 solo tackles, 7 assists, and 1 sack. Chatham has a record of 7 wins and 2 losses for the season. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Beth Adams is reporting for WRVO-FM. A survey of Excelsis Blue Cross Blue Shield of more than 2,000 adults in upstate New York found that 4 in 10 people do not get enough sleep. The age group least likely to get 7 hours or more hours of slumber each night are those between the ages of 35 and 44. Women are much more likely than men to be sleep-deprived. Dr. Gregory Carnevale, Vice President and Chief Medical Officer of Excelsis, said, and I quote, "Unfortunately, it would be that caregiving falls on females more than males, and there are some hormonal things that go on in terms of being a female versus a male that interfere with sleep," end quote. More than half of adults who took the survey said they feel tired during the day. Excelsis recommends several habits to promote sound sleep, including a dark, cool bedroom, a consistent sleep weekends, and turning off electronic devices at least 30 minutes before bedtime. Read the full story at WRVO.org. Craig Schneider is reporting for Newsday on the state law that went into effect November 1st, requiring that infants and toddlers travel in rear-facing car seats until they are at least 2 years old or reach the maximum height and weight for the seat being used. Traffic crashes are a leading cause of death for children. More than 4 were injured or killed in car crashes statewide last year, according to the Institute of Traffic Safety Management and Research. Young children's heads are disproportionately large and heavy compared to their bodies, and if a child is facing the front of the vehicle, the momentum of the crash can force their head forward, damaging their neck and spine. The rear-facing seat helps to lessen the back and forth motion of the child's head. Car safety advocates worry that too few parents know about the new law, and they are spreading the word. Violators will be subject to a minimum fine of $150. But if they show they are using the seat properly before the court date, the fine can be dropped. Read the full story at Newsday.com. Larry Rulison is reporting for the Times Union. His Journal and Salem Press newspapers in Washington County will stop publishing following the death of owner Craig Phelan. Phelan died October 21st at the age of 44. The paper is 177 years old, making it one of the oldest continuously published newspapers in the country. Phelan's wife, Megan Phelan, ran the paper while her husband worked as a chef and ran a roadside barbecue and catering business. Megan Phelan wrote in a story published in the final edition, October 31st, the couple financially supported the paper for years. Daughter Kate Johnson also wrote for the newspaper, and the family is hoping to find someone to take the paper over. The Greenwich Journal and Salem Press newspapers was founded by John Curtis and first published as the Journal Press on October 13, 1842. Read the full story in the Times Union.
Benjamin Weiser is reporting for the New York Times. A panel of the Second Circuit Court of Appeals November 4th ordered that President Donald Trump's accounting firm must turn over 8 years of his personal and corporate tax returns to Manhattan prosecutors. The three-judge appeals panel did so without taking a position on Trump's primary argument that he was immune from all criminal investigations. Instead, the panel said that because Trump's accounting firm, not the president himself, was subpoenaed for the documents, it did not matter whether presidents have immunity. The case now appears to be heading to the United States Supreme Court. A spokesman for the Manhattan DA said the office had no comment on the appeals court decision. And you can read the full story in the New York Times. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.